Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, it is the Odd Couple. I'm Chrissy's Rob. We're coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call 1-888-FARMERS to switch, and you can save an average of $470 on your car insurance. That's a lot of money to save with a quick phone call. That's the average national savings per year, $470, based on survey data, July to December 2020.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Take that for data.
Thanks, Fizz. All right, we got Eddie House, friend of the show, NBA champion, three-point sharpshooter, all that. He's coming up at the bottom of this hour. Rob, we started off talking about James Harden's return to Houston. Right now, they're knotted at 15 with about 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. I predicted a Nets blowout, and Harden would either have a triple-double or 40-something points, whichever he chooses, because it's his choice. He's that good. He can decide, and really what his teammates need want from him. Do they want him to just go out there and put it on the Rockets and score 44, or do they want him to just play his game and get a triple-double and lead him that way? It looks like it'll be more the triple-double type, but I think he's playing that well where he can just decide, all right, I want to do this.
Yeah, what kind of night he wants to have.
You know what I'm saying?
I know what you mean.
Right. So don't be giving him love, man. You don't be giving him love. After what you said last hour, that you would not retire his jersey in Houston, my goodness.
What? I wouldn't do it. I'm just telling you.
I'm just glad you don't own the Houston Rockets. Let's put it that way.
The way you leave is a big deal. When you leave this show, Chris, don't expect you to come
Rob,
back and
you've
do anything.
Left you've left places under
duress.
Duress. What is the darkness of night, or what? I don't know what the saying is, but under the cover of night, whatever. Anyway, all right, let's move on to the NCAA.
And then not retire my number. I'll tell you that.
All right. So anyway, Rob, interesting development with the G League, which we know is that league the NBA created now, so they're like minor league, and they're getting high school players to go there
away
rather
money.
Than college.
Yes.
Well, they got two guys this year, Jalen Green and Jonathan Kuminga, both making about $500,000 this year to play in the G League, and they are both expected to be high lottery picks. Now, here's what I'm going to throw out at you. Imani Bates, all right, he's the top-rated recruit in the class of 2022. Rob, they've been comparing this kid to Kevin Durant since he was in the eighth grade. There are some people that say he would have been the number one pick last year. That's how good this kid is. And he's been committed to Michigan
State. Have you seen him, Chris? Have you seen him at all or not?
I've not seen him. I've not seen him. Yeah. He's been committed to Michigan State and your boy Tom Izzo, right? But now it's open now that he might take a deal from the G League. It's not definite, but he might take a deal from the G League. And the talk is that it could be the biggest offer yet from the G League. So could it be $1 million? Could it be $750,000? Whatever. But anyway, is anybody making $1 million yet, Rob G? Check that out.
I don't think so, Rob
okay,
G,
so,
right?
So that would be $1 million. Okay. Here's what I want to throw out to you, Rob. Look at LaMelo Ball. Early leader for Rookie of the Year. Looks like a superstar. Didn't spend a minute on a college campus. Ben Simmons, great player, perennial all-star at this point. Played half a season for LSU. Didn't even make the tournament. Remember that?
Right.
And it's been several other players that didn't play in the, that have become good in NBA players, didn't play in the NCAA tournament. Kyrie played 11 games at Duke. I think, Rob, College, is this a death knell? We talked about the death knell for college basketball.
Do you remember? I said, I told you college
basketball. What was that again? What was it? I can't remember exactly what. That was when Jalen Johnson left Duke to go early. Yeah, right. I think this is just further evidence. And I'll give you my quick take, and then I want to hear from you. Rob, college basketball is not, it's just not even close. We all know it's not what it used to be. It's not even a fraction of what it used to be. I don't think that many people are paying attention. Okay? Chris, I just don't. NBA is huge now. You know, like college used to be able to rival the NBA. We're talking about when you and I were kids. But it's even once the NBA
because
still
we
got
saw
big
Magic,
with Jordan.
We got to remember, we saw Magic and Bird playing the NCAA championship against each other, Chris. Right. I mean, I remember the magnitude of that game. Right? You're a little younger than I am.
No, but I remember.
You remember that, right?
I was living in Indiana at the time.
It was huge. It was as big as you could get for two guys to be on two, you know, playing in the NCAA championship and both big-time stars going to the NBA. It was tremendous. You don't have that anymore.
And even before that, college basketball was huge on Saturdays, right? And then even through the 80s and 90s and all early 90s and stuff, college basketball was huge. And now, Rob, I follow it somewhat. Obviously, it's our job, but it's not even on the radar, I don't think. And the argument has been, well, these kids, you know, at the very least, we know they're not getting an education, so nobody even argues that anymore. But at the very least, they get this free publicity, and they become, you know,
they don't
Zion
need it,
was
Chris.
A star.
They don't
That's
need
the
it.
Thing. LaMelo was a superstar. And he didn't play a second of college basketball.
And he didn't even have to play any big-time competition. He didn't. With social media and everybody's got a camera in their hands, Chris, they could videotape him, a play, a dunk. Everybody can see it. It ain't the same. You don't have to go to Duke or North Carolina to be recognized or identified by a scout. They could be looking at video that somebody could be taking a friend or a father or somebody, Chris, or a coach, and
video. I mean, the top high school kids put out their videos on YouTube, their highlights, and people knew about Zion before Duke. Now, granted, Duke lifted his profile, but people knew about him before
that. He didn't
have
to go to Duke.
I'll say this, Rob. If he had gone to the G League and he was dunking on people and doing all the things he did at Duke, it would have become a story. You know what I'm saying? Like, I honestly, maybe they would have put a game or two on ESPN or something. Like, it would have become a huge story. And I do think, look, and you know what? As much as I've loved college basketball in the past, this is a comeuppance for college basketball because they have been getting away with these kids not getting paid and the free labor. And I get it, and I'm not going to belittle an education because a college education is great, all right? That helps you.
But not for
the
money that they're making, Chris.
Right, and they're not getting it.
I'm sorry.
Let's keep it real. Most of them are leaving after, the real good ones are leaving after a year, maybe two. And if they don't make it in the NBA, they'll have enough money from that one contract to go back to school if they want. You know, and so it's just not – These kids have been getting away with making millions and billions off these kids. And now it looks like it's about to stop. And part of it too, right? Like I tease Gascon about Luke Garza at Iowa. And he's playing great. I mean, he's putting up huge numbers.
Right.
But the best kids aren't in college anymore. It's just as simple as that, right?
And it's harder to want to pay attention when, just like you said, the best players aren't playing. But I think I blame the NCAA for not bending, for not understanding, Chris. You know, like, you have to, if you don't evolve, you become the dinosaur, right? You do. Right. You have to evolve. You have to understand. These things have been out here for a long time. People talking about the money part and how they're making $6 billion for the NCAA tournament and the kids can't get a pizza or they're going to get thrown out of school. Seriously, like lunacy, Chris. So I'm not mad. I blame that the NCAA didn't see this coming and weren't able to adjust.
Well, they just were so arrogant.
Yes. Right?
That they just thought, you know, nothing can touch us.
Do you remember? Here's the other one. Do you remember when they threatened the state of California about the whole likeness thing? You remember? Oh, yeah. What? Are you going to do that? Then maybe none of the games will be played in California. Right. Oh, yeah, really? You're going to tell me that the USC, UCLA, and all the schools, colleges in California not participating in the NCAA? Yeah, right. And then what did they do? As soon as it passed in California, they bent over because they knew they lost the NCAA.
Yep. No, you're right. And here's the other thing, Rob. We just mentioned it. Even if the kid only gets $500,000 or $750,000, whatever, maybe it's $1 million. Man, and I don't know what his family life is like. He might be middle class, upper class, for all I know. But whatever, if you're middle class or lower class, you know, socioeconomically, that is a lot of money. I get it. In a year, he'll be in the NBA, and it's really going to get huge. But I can't be mad at a family. You know, they're going to give you $500,000
to play in the minor leagues. $500,000 put you in the top 1% of salary.
Yes. Yes.
Hello.
And I don't have to go through the charade of, oh, I'm a student. I'm going to class. Nope. You know, whatever. None of that. I can't. Come on, man. It's just a new day, Rob. It's a new day.
It is a new day. Yep. And the NCAA just refused to reopen it and take a look at it and try to figure out what's going to be fair and what would make kids want to be involved. That's all. Coaches are making, Chris, we talked about it before, millions of dollars. They have
from
the sneaker deals with Nike and all that. And the kids are wearing it. The coach got on a pair of shoes and he has a Nike deal. He ain't even wearing a sneaker.
Right. And they want, they looking at it like, well, the kids are happy because they get free sneakers.
Big
deal. Free gear. Right. But he's getting the $2 million. Come on. It's just, look, it is a new day. And I really, like I said, LaMelo Ball, no college. Ben Simmons, barely any college. Kyrie Irving, barely any college. James Wiseman, 3 games, right? Played 3 games. Looks like he could be a future star, man.
And it didn't stop him from getting where he wanted to go.
No. It is, I think this is huge. If this kid, and I guess what really could put the final nail in the coffin is if Jalen Green and Jonathan Kuminga are indeed high lottery picks. Those are the two of the top kids that didn't go to college and played in the G League this year. And then that'll be it. And if this kid, Imani Bates, goes G League and becomes a star, I think what you'll start seeing, Rob, is maybe even some of these G League games on television somewhere.
Everybody's looking for programming, Chris, and sporting events, because of all the commercial breaks and whatever, are the most sought after spots, because everything else
that's
on
the
television.
Best live TV.
Right. Yeah. Everything else, Chris, you could watch later. Yep. Right? You know, it's not like the old days where I used to watch Seinfeld on Thursday nights at 9 o'clock. Right. It was appointment television. Nobody watches TV like that.
Sports watch is it the when only I want. Appointment TV now.
Yes.
And I'm going to tell you, like, my wife and I think I told you we were watching this show called Your Honor. Right. And we're watching it like it's new, you know, so it's coming out every week. And we don't like it as much as when we could watch, like, Breaking Bad or something that came out a few years ago where you can binge watch. Right? You watch one episode, you still want to watch another one, you watch that, you watch 3, 4, 5 in a row, whereas when you watch it live, like we doing with Your Honor, it's you're disappointed. It's like, man, we really want to watch the next episode.
We
got to
wait a whole
nother
week. We're not built like that anymore, right?
Exactly. All right, your turn to weigh in. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Is top recruits going to the G League the nail in the coffin for college basketball? We want to hear, look, we want to hear from all you guys, but particularly some of the old heads who remember when college basketball was awesome. You don't have to go back that far, but when it was really good, and looking at it today, Rob, Michigan's having a great year. Yay. I mean, I'm happy for Juwan Howard's gone there and turned that program around. Done a great job there, even though they got hammered last night, but they're a top 5 team. But it's just not the same buzz. It just isn't. All right, your turn to weigh in, 877-99 on Fox. iCouple Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Houshmandzadeh and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, on a Worship Wednesday. We're coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call 1-888-FARMERS, and you can save a whole lot of money on your car insurance. That's 1-888-FARMERS. Also, we're brought to you by AutoZone. AutoZone's got more ways for you to start your job your way. That means getting what you need fast. Some jobs just can't wait. That's why AutoZone offers free same-day store pickup and free next-day delivery on over 100,000 parts. Visit AutoZone.com today to start your job fast. Get in the zone with AutoZone. Your turn to weigh in. Is the NCAA men's basketball just about done? Your thoughts.
All right, let's kick it off with DB in Tulsa. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Much love, gentlemen, from Tulsa. Y'all are hitting it out of the park yet again. Again, thank you, friends.
Thank you,
We appreciate it. I need to get to Tulsa. I've never been there. There's a couple spots in the United States I need to. That is one.
It's a nice little town, you know, especially the airport. You can get in, get out, and not have to worry about being checked everywhere. So all right. It's all good.
I tell you what, I love little tiny airports.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I really do. In and out.
Well, you pull up, you go through the little hallway, and you're right at the gate.
Real talk, man. You know?
It's pretty much how it is. You know, just hop in, go, and get on out of there as opposed to hopping trains and going everywhere. But, no, man, you hit on the nail with the NCAA being too daggum old with their old ways and killing. I mean, and it's not just killing NCAA. Sports, because you know, for years and decades, they've been lining their pockets.
Hey, you got DB.
We got a bad phone connection, unfortunately.
But we got you. He agrees with us, Chris, that the NCAA lining their pockets forever and not sharing with the players, not even considering, you know, cutting the players in when they were getting a $6 billion TV package from CBS.
Right.
You know,
right.
$6 billion, Chris, for
and
something that you call amateur.
Yep.
Exactly. And now you can't be mad that people are going and taking money to play.
Right.
Why would you be mad at them?
It'd be one thing if I was like, you know what? I really want to go to college and get my degree.
Right. That's totally
different. But if I'm only going to be there for a year, I'm only going to class for a semester anyway.
Right. Because the NBA's making me. Right.
Right. Why wouldn't I go to get 500 grand or more? Come on.
No doubt. Point guard Rick in the Bronx. That's D-A-B-R-O-N-X. What's up?
What's up, man?
Everything's good. Hey, listen, y'all hit it right on the nose, man. You know, look at Coach K and all the other coaches around the country. They're getting billion-dollar sneaker deals. And you got the young guys, man, they can't even buy a pizza. And if they buy a pizza with somebody else's money, they want to have a big investigation and all that.
Right, throw them out of school.
And the players, to your point, the players are the ones whose reputation are sullied. Right,
exactly.
If they took money, it's like people look at the players rather than the adults.
Exactly, Chris. I come out of the South Bronx, man, and we had a kid named Carlton Hines. He was NBA ready. But, you know, he come out of a broken home with his mother and everything, living in the projects, and he went to the street, and he got murdered, man. You know what I mean? It's just ridiculous. You know, I mean, he lost his life, and he was NBA ready. You know what I'm saying? And
terrible.
All these coaches, they getting billion-dollar sneaker deals. And then you got a young guy, I mean, you know, he can't even wash cars. I mean, this is just ridiculous.
No,
I'm
it
glad
is.
Done.
Yep. Thanks, point guard Rick. Appreciate you.
Yep.
He's right. How about Sean in Sacramento? Where you been, Sean? You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
My uncle's from another mother, man. Y'all know I've been listening.
We haven't heard from Sean in a while.
I know. Wow. But you're listening, though, right, Sean?
I'm listening every day. The problem is y'all got so many new listeners nowadays, man. They all calling in, brother. Y'all big timing us now. The OGs can't get through no more.
Nah, we always want to hear from you, buddy. You know that.
Hey, you know we love you right back. So my quick take on this, man, is I want to call out some people, man. Guys like y'all friend Doug Gottlieb constantly chiming on how much of a great thing the NCAA is. We're giving these kids an education. It's the fact that they haven't done anything to evolve that process. Give these guys guaranteed scholarships. Give them scholarships whether they get hurt or not, whether or not they need any kind of additional academic help. They don't do any of that stuff. The second they're done with these kids, they're done with them, man. There's no checking up on them. There's no making sure they're doing anything as far as, like, getting through college itself. So I'm so happy that the NBA is going to eat up the NCAA, man. It's going to be perfect, man. We need guys like Doug Gottlieb to open up their eyes, man. It's great that y'all are making a buck off the NCAA. But these kids need to start making some money, too.
Yeah, and yep. I think Doug's in a different spot because his dad was a longtime coach, right, in his family.
Doug
and
played
right. Oh, yeah, they're eating off, you know, this. They're
right,
eating off
right.
this.
He might end up being a coach one day.
Right, he wanted to be a coach at his alma mater, right, at Oklahoma State. Is that where he tried to be a
That's
coach
where
or whatever?
Bandied about. Yep.
So Doug has like a – he's involved in college basketball. That's so he doesn't want it to go anywhere. And – he did the CBS stuff, Chris.
But he's
right?
got to see the writing on the wall. That's right. He does the CBS tournament. He can't help but see the handwriting on the wall.
Right.
It's just not. And look, people are getting excited about March Madness only because of the betting. Let's just keep it real, right? It's the We don't know who the kids are anymore, hardly.
We really don't even know many of the kids. If you watch some of the. When TNT does it, they don't know who the players are, Chris.
Right,
have you watched some of it?
Barkley
and
those guys.
Wow, who, right?
Yeah.
I think one time it was pretty funny. Charles Barkley was talking about a kid who didn't even play in the first half. Like, you know, like he didn't even play. It was funny.
Oh, all right. Well, we got Eddie House coming up in a moment, but first.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
When he's got his own background music, you know he's special. He's an NBA champion, three-point sharpshooter, Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst, our man Eddie House. What's up, bro?
What's happening? How y'all doing?
Doing good. You?
We are good, my man. We are good. I'm just going to start it off with the question of the night between me and Rob. If you, the Houston Rockets, should James Harden's jersey be retired one day in Houston?
I mean, you got to look at the work he put in. I mean, I think that I would think they unless you just reward championships, right? Unless it's just
which they aren't because they already got Calvin Murphy and Rudy Tomjanovic and guys like
and
Rudy
T was a coach. There, but. So there you go right there. I think the work he's put in, the stuff that he did, the philanthropist work that he did in the community out there, I think that he's done enough for the city of Houston, for that franchise to warrant that. Remember this, Michael Jordan got his jersey retired in Miami and never played for Miami.
Yeah,
I was
that
at that game.
And he kept Miami from winning some championships, too.
Pat Riley, he wanted the whole league to retire his number, and Pat Riley was the only one to do that. I didn't agree with that. And I'm going to say, Eddie, this is the reason why I disagree with you. It's the way he left, and he was unprofessional at the end. He basically made a public statement ripping the team, saying that they were no good and they couldn't win there. I just wouldn't reward that. And it'd be one thing if he had won a championship or something previous to that, and then he decided he wanted to move on. But he didn't win anything there. I wouldn't do it if I owned the team.
Okay, Rob, but let me ask you this. Was he wrong about what he said about that basketball team?
No, but it's just the way you handle it.
There you go.
Professional.
So, hey, we live in an era where they say, keep it real, right? Let's keep it real. Everybody wants, let's keep it 100. Let's keep it 1,000, right?
Right.
Nope. And not when somebody else is paying your check, man. No.
I'm going to tell you, the only thing I didn't agree with James Harden on that was not signing that $101 million deal on the way out.
Like
I don't
that.
That's
right, he
could
have signed that and then kept Kim forced
you
his way
feel
out,
me?
Right?
No, exactly. See, that would have been bad. I respect that he didn't do that. I respect that he didn't take their money and then say, all right, now I want out. I think that I respect that.
No, man, at the end of the day, they don't respect you like that, though, man. You know, they'll get rid of you in a heartbeat. So, you know, sometimes you just got to look out for yourself, man.
All right, Eddie, let's move on. The Phoenix Suns, we saw a nice win last night over the Lakers. Of course, the Lakers didn't have AD, but Devin Booker got ejected, you know, fairly early. And they're second in the West. Now, I'm going to be honest. I don't consider them a contender. I mean, you know, like a team that could potentially really come out of the West. Do you?
As far as coming out the West, no, I think it's hard because you got to have a star power. And we know stars carry teams through, especially in the playoffs. When things hunker down and in the playoffs, the court shrinks. Everybody's familiar with what everybody does. You know everybody's plays. It comes down to which stars are going to be better than the other team's stars. And when you have more stars than another team, most of the time you're able to get over that hump. If you look at what the Phoenix Suns have, they have a really nice group of young players. They have a superstar in Devin Booker, and then they have Chris Paul, OG vet. You know what he's been doing forever. You know, he's a little long in the tooth, but he's still showing that he is effective in many different ways, not only through his leadership, but also the way he's the floor general out there. But I think that when you look at it, they'll be able to compete, but they'll be looking like, man, we need one more piece or maybe we need two more pieces. I think that's where they're at right now. They're at a team that are extremely they're fun to watch. They have a star power with Devin Booker, but they're going to need a little bit more to get through teams that do have that star power, like the Clippers when you got two guys like Paul George and Kawhi Leonard. When you talk about the Los Angeles Lakers, you got guys like that. And then when you go over and the flip side of that is Utah. Utah is a similar team to Phoenix, except I think that they've been doing it for they're a team that's been together, and they have more veteran leadership than the Suns do and more experience.
I was just going to say, so we're poo-pooing the two top teams in the West, right? Utah and Phoenix?
Well, no, you sound poo-pooing. Like you think Utah is a legit contender.
No, I'm just saying, I'm asking.
I believe last year Bogdanovich didn't get hurt. I thought that they would be in a very similar position that they are in right now. And I think
they were up 3-1 against Denver, weren't they? And then they were up 3-1.
Without Bogdanovich. And then I think also, you know, Mike Conley was hit and miss last year as well, especially, you know, with but I think with the addition of Jordan Clarkson, what that does for Donovan Mitchell is takes the ball out of his hands at times to where he's not the guy creating the offense. He's the recipient of a pass, and he's able to have a live dribble a lot of the times, and it just takes some of the scoring weight off of him because Clarkson is the stone-cold killer out there. Clarkson is a walking bucket. So I think with Houston is a different – I think Phoenix is trending towards a Utah-type team, the way that they are building their team.
Mm. Do you think Zion Williamson is making a mistake by not being in this year's dunk contest?
A mistake? I wouldn't say a mistake, but we would all love to see it, you know?
Right.
I think he's one of the most explosive players that we have in our league, young, lively legs. We've never seen it. I mean, we've all talked about this from the time that he was getting ready to get drafted was, would his body be able to hold up? And to me, it seems like he's just one of those guys that has that type of body. He's been dealing with that type of body his whole life, and he's used to it. So he's more than likely not going to be a guy that's going to be affected by the way that he walks around, his weight that he has, and how big he is. He's still explosive, and it would be great to see it. But making a mistake, it's almost like saying, did LeBron make a mistake for never being in the dunk contest? And I think for his whole career, we've always wanted to see LeBron in the dunk contest.
I think I don't think LeBron would have been a great dunk contest dunker. I think he's more of a game dunker. I actually think that's why he never got in it, because he knew that. What is your thought? Some people think he would have been a great dunk contest guy.
Yeah, I don't think he had that. I don't think he got that sauce, to be honest with you. Like that flavor when he's dunking. But like you said, an in-game dunker, you know, get it on the break, jump extremely high, cock it back to the side, maybe give you some reverse action. But I don't think that he had that flavor like a Vince Carter had, you know, that flair that you need when you in a dunk. Even a Zach LaVine. I think Zach LaVine had a whole lot of flair with him. So did Aaron Gordon. So when you look at those type of guys, I think that's a difference. So I feel you on that.
speaking of the dunk contest, three guys, Simmons from Portland, Stanley from the Pacers, and Toppin from the Knicks. Should I be enticed to watch that or not? I mean, I think this is like the dunk contest of the unknown. I'm serious. Like when you name three guys, what is this?
Well, I know I've seen Stanley Cassidy.
He got hops.
You know, yeah. Oh, man, he got super bounce. I've seen him throughout his high school career, and I watched him. He has extreme bounce. I think he's a guy that's going to surprise a lot of people. I think this will be his coming out party for everybody to see, like, wow, he is extremely explosive. Now, does that mean he's going to be a coming out party for him to be elevating his game in the regular season? I'm not sure about that. But what it will do is we'll put some eyes on him, and it will make people aware of the athleticism that he has and the capabilities that he has how he can play above the rim. So I'm excited to see that. Even the big fella, it's hard for big fellas to even, you know, kind of to even be considered a winner of a dunk contest, because you figure they're so big, they're right there at the rim, they don't really have to do too much to get there. But I like the big fella Toppin, man. I think that he has a little flair with his game, and I think it'd be exciting, man. I wish it would be maybe a couple more guys in there that we would know about that maybe add a little bit more flavor to the dunk contest. Right. But it is what it is, so I'm excited. I'm also excited about the 3-point contest. I think that's where it's at though this year.
Yeah, dudes are definitely, I mean, you got big names in that, so that'll be exciting. All right, Eddie, great stuff, my man. We appreciate the knowledge as always, brother.
It's all good, man. Y'all take care and try to stay dry out there, man. It's raining, I heard, huh?
Yeah, it was raining big time earlier today. And, Eddie, check your phone, man. I'm going to send you something, okay?
Right on.
All right, brother. Peace. More Odd Couple coming your way. Shop Talk is next. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it's The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. And, Rob, I told you that triple-double by Harden, it's on its way. He's got 12 points, 9 assists, and 7 rebounds already. And they're up. It's about to end the first half.
What are they up by? 13 points.
67-54. Yep. Right. Yep. We are The Odd Couple, and we're coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call Farmers today for a quote. It's time for Shop Talk.
Ain't nobody exempt in the barbershop. You know that. Ain't nobody exempt. You can talk about whoever and whatever, whenever you want to in the barbershop.
Now, it's Shop Talk.
That's right, it is Shop Talk, the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio, a segment we discuss something that happened outside of the world of sports. And this week's topic is a doozy. Up in Sacramento, a woman named Crystal Jackson.
Dang, why are you giving her name?
Because it's all over the internet.
All right.
Had her three kids expelled from school after the school and a couple of other parents found out that Miss Jackson had an OnlyFans page.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Yep. So here's the question.
I am for real.
Are you on the school side who's trying to keep up, allegedly, the air of respectability? Or are you on the parent side who says, who cares what I do? My kids deserve a top flight education.
Is it a private school?
It is a private school, a Catholic institution.
There you go.
There it is, right.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a private school. They can do what they want.
They can do what they want. They can make their own rules. It's not like a public school. Chris, you know this, right? It's a club.
I went to private schools my whole life, pretty much.
Did you?
From second grade. I went to Catholic school from second grade through high school. Yeah. Yep. So, yeah, they can... Definitely. I mean, they're trying to teach values that her OnlyFans page is going against. And look, the other kids can be looking at, I mean, they could be very well be looking at these guys' moms on OnlyFans. Or is it an age limit? I don't know about OnlyFans. Like,
it's 18 and over, right? But there is a way around anything these days, Chris.
Right. So there you have it. And I actually think that would be very tough on the kids. If they're there and everybody knows their mom's on this OnlyFans page and they're looking at pictures of her, that's tough on your kids, man. And so, but the bottom line is Rob said it. It's a private school. So they can do that. Well, I don't think a public school would do that. I think, you know, and I would imagine that the school maybe tried to talk to the mom. Like, hey, you know, we don't think you should do this. This is against our policies. And maybe she must have just defied him and said, no, I'm not taking it down.
Some places would have just been to say, is she in arrears or is she paid up for school? As long as she's paying, as long as she's paying for the kids, we care.
Schools are doing a lot of crazy stuff anyway.
I'm just saying.
What is y'all? Rob G sound like he disagrees.
Well, quickly, before I get to my opinion, let me just say in the story, it says that she was caught after a father reportedly stumbled upon her page.
Dad was looking for action.
Even though in the very next paragraph, it says OnlyFans is a content sharing subscription-based social media platform. So he paid the subscription and then stumbled upon.
What are you looking for? Rob G, do you have one of those?
I do not. OnlyFans? I don't know what, I mean, Rob, we've talked about this off the air. I don't know why anybody would pay for that kind of stuff nowadays. It's all available for free.
You don't have one, Rob?
Rob Parker, Rob, do you have one?
You, Rob Parker.
No, I don't have
one. Oh, okay.
Seriously, no need. I
don't. You said it like that's not the question. Like that's
no,
just,
I don't. I just,
like,
I
how
don't
dare
have
you?
Alex, what about
but
you?
Because it's all over free, for free.
Alex places. Has one, right, but he gets vegetables
no.
on
No,
the
see,
side.
I don't have one. I own one. What do you mean, Rob? There's a difference there. Come on now. You guys saw
He's
the sneak peek.
You're right, his little bikini shots.
All right, CB, that's called.
Laying in trees.
He won't, since he's seen that, Alex, he can't let it go.
I'm saying. See, that's Rob. It's like when you hear a good song, it's just always with you, no matter where you go.
He's like,
that's what I'm saying.
Alex. And Alex was wearing a piece of ham and cheese.
I'm trying to get it out of my mind.
You know we're all in a group chat, and then when you see the caller ID from Chris's phone, it's Alex's picture with him on that.
Stop.
It's kind of weird, to be honest with you.
CB, I mean, I know you're a fan, but I didn't know you were an Only's fan. I'm just saying, like, that's a Rob Parker
joke. So, Rob G, we're looking for your opinion. I got a big problem.
I got a big problem with the school.
With the school?
Yeah.
It's a private school. They can do whatever they want.
And that's fine, but you know what? There's shiesty car dealers. There's shiesty hedge fund managers at these private schools who are swindling people out of hundreds of dollars on things that they can't afford. And this woman is doing whatever she can to get her kids the best education, which unfortunately private school is usually a better education than public. So let her live. It's not her
not
fault.
Always.
It's not
You're
her
going
fault.
Against the morals of the school. And I agree.
Hey,
if they
that
know,
father was going against the morals know, by stumbling upon that page.
If they know that this, you know, you got a corporate crook, let's say, as you mentioned, then they should do the same thing with him. You know, they should confront him. But I get that. But nah, man, come on. They can do what they want as the private school.
All right, guys, I got a question for you. Right. What if in her photos, however lewd they were, whatever she was doing, what if she gave Bible verses, CB, and she was giving, like, different things to
you
motivate people?
In lewd photos?
Right. So you just had, chapters covering her, you know?
No. No.
Oh, okay. Well, no. I'm just gonna say this, CB.
I'm not even entertaining that mockery. No.
I'm not mocking. I'm just saying, who knows what she
mockery.
Does? Oh,
naked,
come on.
Giving us, yeah. That
CB, you haven't seen around
that.
A lot then. If you think that's mocking,
I remember me and Alex were floating the idea of a trap religious gospel album.
Yes.
And well, Chris shot that down quick.
No.
We said bust it open
hip-hop.
For the man upstairs. You said no.
Well,
don't do that.
You language. I love Christian hip hop music. So
but
I'm
is
down
it
with
trap
all that,
music?
But keep it in line with the principles.